So we're going to catch up on a fairly regular basis with the Bendigo Respiratory Clinic and have a chat about how things are going. And we have Dr. Ava Pieko with us to have a chat. Ava, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well indeed, thanks. And I guess over the past sort of week or so, it's been good news for over 50s now that they're able to get along and get the coronavirus vaccine shot.
Yes, it's absolutely fantastic being able to get this rollout of the vaccine going so we can try and get back to some sort of normal life. And the response from the community has been terrific.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. So people certainly are, you know, taking you up on it, no question.
Absolutely. So both at our centre and at Bendigo Health, they're both finding that there's been an increased uptake of people coming in wanting to get vaccinated. So it's great news.
Yeah. And it is, as you said, it's important to try and get back to I guess we're lucky here that it's sort of semi-normal now, you know, certainly unlike New South Wales and what have you. But at the same time, you still don't want to have that worry in the back of your mind, do you?
Well, the problem is if there is another, you know, things are pretty quiet at the moment and we don't have big outbreaks, but, you know, it only takes one or two cases and for things to move very quickly. And if another outbreak occurs, then it's too late to be getting the vaccine then. So people are waiting, saying, I'll wait till the numbers go up. When it occurs, it'll be too late to get the vaccine up and going straight away then.
Yeah. And at the moment, it's still just the one vaccine available?
So for us at the Bendigo Respiratory Clinic, it is just the AstraZeneca. Because of the storage issues with the Pfizer, Bendigo Health does have the Pfizer. For those who are under 50 and in that 1A or 1B category, and if there's a special reason, that they will be assessed.
Yeah.
But so generally, it's only the AstraZeneca for those over 50 at both centres at the moment.
So I know that you know, the media can be accused of sort of beating things up a bit from time to time. But again, you know, the fear of the blood clot thing, I guess when you look at that, like from a percentage viewpoint, very, very minuscule, isn't it?
It's very small. So we've given 1.5 million vaccines of AstraZeneca in Australia. And, you know, where they're saying now there's up to about 11 cases, but some of those people have got multiple other comorbidities. And yes, a couple of those are a bit older. That's because we're only giving the AstraZeneca to older people now. But they've got other conditions going on. And they're still trying to work out with a few of them if it is actually linked to the vaccine, because people get blood clots all the time. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
But overall, the risk is about 4 to 5 per million.
Right, okay.
Doses, really. So, yeah. It's a pretty small risk. And the risk of the disease and getting blood clots with the disease or ending up very unwell is quite high.
Yeah.
I think the one thing people need to understand too is that what we're not hearing in the media and we're not hearing the stories is those people who got COVID last year, who were healthy and well, young people who didn't end up in hospital, who became quite unwell at the time of the infection. But, you know, I've spoken to someone the other day and she was a young, fit, healthy, no other conditions, you know, young lady who is a year down the track and she still can't exercise properly because she gets short of breath.
Yeah.
So we're not hearing those stories because that's not very sensational, is it? That, you know, all the, you know, the ongoing sort of chronic, what they're calling long COVID syndrome that people are experiencing in those young, healthy people who got COVID.
Yeah, no, that's very interesting indeed. And how do people go about it if they want to organise to get a jab?
Yeah, so they can certainly hop online to Bendigo Resp Clinic. So it's Bendigo R-E-S-P clinic.com.au. Or they can also, if you go online there is a phone number you can ring the clinic and give us a call if you can't do it online. I think most people over 50 in that 50 to 70 age group could probably manage an online booking. That's the easiest way to do it.
Yeah.
Or you can give the clinic a call.
Okay. Now that you've given out that the website, unfortunately, I can't now get out of my head for the rest of the day the Aretha Franklin song "Respect," where they spell it out. You know, R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Well, yeah, that's right. We'll be singing it all day, but it's a pretty quick. You're in and out pretty quick. I was at the hairdressers yesterday, just minding my own business, and it was nice to hear the lady next to me saying, oh, I had an appointment at 9:20, and by 9:23, I was already sitting in the waiting area, which made me think she came early for her appointment, but that's okay. We're glad we could get her through nice and quickly.
Good stuff. All right, Ava, listen, thanks. Good to chat, and we will chat again to you very, very soon.
Fantastic. No worries. Thank you very much.
All the best. That's Dr. Ava Pieko from the Bendigo Respiratory Clinic in Spring Gully.